Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. On this Monday evening, going out on the phone to Chief Fred Cowper with the Meridian Township Fire Department. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm very well. I wanted to get a hold of you when I saw the article in the newspaper talking about the investigation of a, as it was quoted, a massive Okemos fire that happened the end of January, the 28th to be exact, and was curious about several things, the criteria for investigating a fire like this, and then the very process of doing so. It seems like a huge undertaking. First, why don't we talk about the fire itself and the incident that occurred?
Sure. I'd like to start by thanking our fire department for a professional job of suppressing that fire along with the help of East Lansing, and also the patience that the residents in Ember Oaks had helping us get through that incident. Now, obviously, an anomaly to have a 13,000-square-foot home, and that's what we had. And when the firefighters pulled up to the scene at about 5 a.m. in the morning, they found that the structure was over 90% involved in fire. So certainly weren't going to be able to do an interior attack and follow procedures and their protocols and what we call like a surround and drown, make sure no one's injured and make sure we protect all the exposures and, extinguish the fire. So they did a fine job with that, and I'm proud of them.
And you had you said you East Lansing joined Meridian Township as well. How many trucks were there, sir?
Well, we had, because of the huge structure and the fact that it's 90% involved in fire, what we have procedures is to put up two ladder trucks and to try to put as much water on the fire as we possibly can, and certainly we did that, and we're able to suppress the fire and probably at least the majority of it in less than an hour.
Any idea how long it was burning for? I believe it was, like you said, 5 a.m. in the morning, so not many folks would have been up and around to see it, unfortunately. And it was under construction at the time, so nobody living in it, thankfully.
That's true. Under construction, and, I heard that under construction, I thought, you could, basically see through the house, but that wasn't the case. This house was just about ready to be moved into in March, which is, again, a month before the fire, but very ornate, absolutely a most breathtaking home, and unfortunately, certainly to the ground now, but again, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that was my next question. It seemed obvious, but I wanted to make sure I got it out there. It was a total loss.
Absolutely, is a total loss.
The pictures are rather stunning of what was left. I mean, it burned, and it burned big.
Yeah, it certainly, you can see the only thing left is the non-combustibles, the bricks, the wall, and those kind of things. The rest of the home is in the basement.
Now the criteria to investigate, I guess that's the next subject at hand. Is this, you do this for every fire like this, or why be investigating this?
We do it for every fire. I mean, the Constitution gives us the right to go into a building and search for a cause and origin. So that is certainly part of what our fire prevention division does. And this is no exception, obviously, a much larger home, much larger fire loss. And so that's the procedure. And we haven't been able to investigate this particular home yet because we've had to put so many ducks in a row. We had to get an insurance company who would be paying for the investigation. We have to bring in huge equipment to dig everything out of the basement, bring in more investigators, and put this all back together and see if we can find out how the fire started.
Now, is there something suspicious about this fire, or this is just standard protocol?
This is exactly what the protocol is for every fire that we investigate. As far as we are concerned right now, it's not a suspicious fire until we find something that will lead us to believe it's suspicious, and until that occurs, it's basically the routine that we go through on every structure fire.
What is it that you're looking for in, not just in this case, but in any case when you're investigating?
Well, what we'll do is, you know, try to bring everything out of the basement and piece as much as we can back together. We'll look for burn patterns to see where we think the fire might have started. And then once you find that area, then you say, well, what was here that could have caused the fire? Was there electric? Was there gas? Was there what could have been here? And, you know, if there isn't a source that would have caused the fire, then we look for what could have, you know, been added, such as maybe a hydrocarbon. And if that were to be the case, we will certainly have our arson dog there, which we have already made that appointment for, and the dog will be able to find a hydrocarbon for us. And they are, you know, experts at that, because there is no machine built that can do what a dog can do when looking for hydrocarbons.
Now, when you say hydrocarbon in layman's term, is that what we would think of as an accelerant?
Yes, absolutely. Gasoline certainly would be the number one accelerant that we would be looking for.
And so a dog is part of the plan to bring in on this one, as it would on others if you can't find a source once looking through the rubble.
Exactly. And see, again, it doesn't have to be, like, suspicious, but mm-hmm. we've had a couple of fires in Meridian last year where we brought the dog in just to go through the rubble and make sure that we can rule out hydrocarbons, and that's what the dog is there for. And, again, I highly emphasize that, you know, dogs are fantastic tools, because I recently was at the state lab talking to one of the chemists, and I said, how close are you to building a machine that can match a dog's nose? And he goes, it'll never happen. They're 100 times better than anything we can build. So, again, what a great tool to bring to the scene of investigation. So we can certainly rule out anything like, again, gasoline or accelerant used in a fire.
Does Meridian Township have one? Obviously, we have one at our disposal, not in Meridian Township, what, through Michigan State Police or something?
Yeah, Michigan State Police has one, and the ATF has one also.
Well, that's impressive.
It's a great tool, and we certainly appreciate our partners helping us in these kind of situations.
I'm curious about the process, too. You bring in heavy equipment. Is it kind of like putting puzzles together? You're emptying out a basement and going through things as you're pulling the debris out? Is that the process?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll pull everything out of the basement, and it gives us a good chance to look to see where we think the fire might have started. That's key. And then we will look in that area as we pull things out of the basement, and what was in that area, and what does it look like, and, you know, what could have changed? What wasn't code? What happened here that caused the fire? Those are the kind of things that we'll be looking at, and that's where we bring in other investigators to try to get as much experience there as we possibly can to look at the situation.
What about the weather? There's been a lot of Michigan weather since January 28th. That doesn't change what you would see inside the aftermath of a house fire like this?
Well, not in this particular case, because before we had any snow after the fire, we had a company come out and completely tarp the basement so that we would keep all the moisture, snow, rain, or any of those kind of things out. So try to preserve as much as we can. And we were very successful in doing that because we had it completed before we had a snow.
This is just a natural question for me. Is there any police investigation, or that would come after the findings of the fire department and the investigators?
If we thought there was something out of the ordinary with this investigation, we'll bring our police in immediately. But let me say that once we had this fire, we did have two of our police detectives at the scene. And they took statements from a lot of the owner, insurance people, people who were doing work on the home. So we have all that. We've captured all that information, and we have that available.
And you're looking to do this in March, bring in the equipment and start your work on this?
Yeah, March 21st, we'll convene at the site and try to hopefully as soon as we can wrap up the investigation.
Well, Chief, I appreciate it. I know it was a talk in the area. Certainly it was a spectacular fire, not in the terms of something good, that's for sure, but it was taken care of. No one was injured and no neighboring homes either. So nice work.
Well, thank you for that. And I, again, give the credit to our fire department.
Very good. We will follow the story, and I look forward to speaking with you again. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Chief Fred Cowper of Meridian Township Fire Department. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.